I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, a critical vote on Project Marvel will take place Thursday at City Council. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones is pushing for a pause on making a deal with the Spurs, while others on City Council are looking to move forward approving a term sheet, an outline on a deal with the Spurs organization. Former County Judge Nelson Wolf is encouraging Council to make that deal and not delay. He joins us to give his perspective. And later on The Source, the Texas redistricting controversy has spread to California. The Texas redistricting map would give Republicans 5 additional seats in Congress. California Democratic leaders are looking to counter Texas with their own gerrymandering. What are the legal hurdles in California? How is this playing out in the Golden State? This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
August is Make-A-Will Month, and if TPR has made a difference in your life, consider making it part of your legacy. Visit tpr.org/legacy to learn how easy it can be to include Texas Public Radio in your estate plans.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio City Council will be voting on either to hold back or move forward on Project Marvel on Thursday. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones is using her bully pulpit to rally support for waiting. She says there is no hurry on this, and the city needs more information and more public input before inking a deal. Others say now is the time to agree on the term sheet, which is the broad strokes of an overall agreement with the Spurs. Later in November, this does go to Bexar County voters. Former Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf co-authored an op-ed, which was published in Sunday's San Antonio Express News, encouraging council members to vote on making a deal. Former San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg also co-authored that piece. Judge Wolf is with us now to talk about his position and how we got here. And Judge Wolf, welcome back to The Source.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
So tell me, summarize what you were saying in that op-ed.
Well, first of all, the negotiations have been going on for well over a year, and this county called election, I think, about 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be on the ballot regarding the arena, as well as some improvements to the grounds at the Bexar County facility where the rodeo will be. So it's on the ballot. People need to know what is the outline, what is the terms with respect to a potential building of a new arena. The term sheet is not a binding agreement. It is the beginning and sets the stage for the final determination of what the elements would be. It outlines them. So now voters need to know that. The election's a little over maybe a couple of months or so to go. And so it's important, timely, to get that information out to voters so that they can make an informed decision whether they support it or not.
Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, she's been very vocal and trying to tell people there's no need to, no hurry. We can wait on this. So what would your response on that?
Well, the election's going to occur regardless of whether there's a term sheet or not. It's set for November the 4th. The county has called it. This term sheet will give voters a clear picture of what the overall outline of the deal would be. They need to have that information if they're going to make it a vote. Otherwise, there's what are you going to vote on? So it is a timely action that needs to be taken, and I hope the council decides to vote on it tomorrow and move on, and let's see what the voters have to say in November.
Well, you know something about the way voters vote in November in Bexar County. How do you think they're going to go on this?
I think it's going to be a hard election. Obviously, it sounds like the mayor will get out and campaign against it. If she campaigns against the initiative, then the other side is how effective is Judge Sakai going to be in presenting the issue, because they're the one that put it on the ballot. I don't know that she'll campaign against it, but she could. So it'll be a difficult election.
Didn't we already have that election when we had the mayoral race, the runoff between Gina Ortiz Jones and Rolando Pablos? It seemed to be people who were skeptical of Project Marvel drifted towards her.
I think that's probably true. And I think she raised some of the issues in the campaign itself, although she didn't state exactly what she would do or what kind of term she wanted. So, yes, she did campaign on that, and she did win. This vote is on a separate issue, determining whether we're going to do something to keep the Spurs here and if we're going to make the right effort in the downtown area. The good thing about it is they're going to be paying $5 million in rent. They only pay $1 million now at the Bexar County Arena. They're going to be funding over right at $500 million, about 38% of the project compared to 16 where we are. So it's a significant, major investment by the Spurs to have this initiative pass and to give them a home that will keep them here for another 30 years.
Right. So talk about that. That is part of the term sheet, that the Spurs would be here for another 30 years. So is this a vote to keep the Spurs in San Antonio? And when you put it that way, people will probably, you know, they want to keep the Spurs.
They've never said they're going to move, but the lease at the county runs out in 2032. Which is almost just about 6 years from now. They've made it clear they don't want to continue to play there. So if this thing loses, you don't know for sure what will happen, but there is a real thought among people and experts that the Spurs will leave San Antonio. I don't know that's true, but it could happen.
You've seen things leave San Antonio before.
Yes, I have. We've taken some major blows when AT&T left. That was a blow that we've never recovered from. We've had a couple of other major corporations leave. So, yeah, we've taken blows. But this, you got to remember, is something beyond just a building or beyond another business being here. It's been sort of the heart and soul of the community since 1973. When I was in the Texas Senate and the Spurs started to play here. We won 5 national NBA champions in a small market, unheard of. They did it with integrity. They help a great deal in the community. I think there's something like 750 people working for the Spurs. And so they're a major effort and a major part of San Antonio. And I believe this arena will lock them in for another 30 years and will be a major element for the downtown community.
Back to that point about Gina Ortiz Jones when she was running for mayor and Rolando Pablos, it seems like she was campaigning that she was going to get a better deal for San Antonio. And it does seem like she is trying to drive a hard bargain with the Spurs to get a really good deal. I mean, do you see that, or am I imagining that?
Well, I don't know what she means by a good deal. She's never said what it should be. But all I can tell you, what we'll be seeing if this thing passes tomorrow, is a significant, more large contribution from the standpoint of the money put into the building of it, $500 million. For the development that will occur around it, another $500 million, for the commitment they've made to for children, $2.5 million a year for 20 years, and the fact that the rent's much better, paying a much higher rent, and they're paying a much larger part of the building of it.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Joan is on the board. I'm going to get Joan on the air with her question and comment when we come back. If you have a question or comment for Judge Nelson Wolf and where we're headed with Project Marvel, he is saying, let's make a deal. He's not Monty Hall, but he is the former county judge, former mayor of San Antonio, and he's been through this before. The number to call in is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And the source continues right after this.
Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. They are committed to helping policyholders build strong and thriving businesses through their exceptional service. More at texasmutual.com/texansdeliver. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about what's going on in California with their redistricting fight, a response to the Texas redistricting. But right now we're talking about Project Marvel, and we have with us on the line former Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf. And you can call in with your questions and comments, and let's go to Joan. Joan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding on, and you're on the air with Judge Wolf.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is this. This city has a lot of needs. A lot of serious needs. Would not the long-term livability, economic viability, and even the tourist industry be better served by using the massive funding involved, city money involved for this project to provide shade, cool bus shelters, walkable streets, and other pricey methods that are going to be required to cope well with our known future of too little water and too much heat?
Hi, Joan, thank you for that call and that point there. So Judge Wolf, what about, you know, rather than spending that money on the $500 million or whatever it is that the city is going to be required to kick in on this, that they spend it on these public improvements?
Well, first of all, most of the money is coming from hotel motel tax. You cannot use that money for anything other than helps promote that industry. That's the whole purpose of it. That's why the state gave them the right to use some of the state hotel motel tax, which they're using. I think they're also using what might be increment in terms of other things that would be built there to help pay for it. The county's funding is all coming from hotel motel. You can't do flood control projects all over the community. It's got to be related to tourism. And so that's why it's called a hotel motel tax.
All right. And let's hear a voicemail that we got.
My name's Ed. About Project Marvel, Mayor Jones is right. Jim Smiley is right in his editorial today in the San Antonio News Express. But what is the plan if we do not build Marvel? Where is the $500 million bond program, separate but not apart, that addresses food bank needs, Haven for Hope needs, SAM Ministries, YMCAs, WIC, Salvation Army, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Yes, we should vote on it, but everyone needs to pay up if you're for it or even against it, if you get my drift. We also need more central employees and traffic cops before we even start.
All right. So again, Judge Wolf, we have a listener who thinks, you know, this money could be better spent elsewhere. I know you just explained how it's not like we have a pot of money sitting here and we decided to use it for Project Marvel. Project Marvel is going to be creating its own sort of funding mechanism. So we're not exactly taking funding away from other programs. Is that right?
No, we're not. In fact, the state, what the city is primarily using is the state hotel motel tax. They passed it. They can use it, I think, for 30 years, but it has to be within 3 miles of the existing convention center. So it's got a perimeter around it, not only a perimeter, but you have to show what you're doing aids and helps the hotel motel industry. That's why we call it that. So it has to be spent for something like that.
In the op-ed that you wrote, co-authored with Ron Nirenberg, you said that big cities do big things, and that's how, you know, big cities are successful. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think that's true. It's awful hard to say that economic development, what is the effect of it of having a major league sports team? Let's just start with that. city's either going to have one, two, three, or four. We're only capable of one major franchise, and we struggle to support them. So we have this major franchise here. It's a defining issue for San Antonio. We've got publicity all over the world. I think that helped us with a number of international companies that have come here to San Antonio, principally Toyota and several others. So the economics of it also impose how many people are they employing? What are they paying those people? I think it's about 750 people here. It's also including what occurs around that area. You have an opportunity at the site that they're talking about at Hemisphere to do that. You had no opportunity to do that at the other side on the east side. One side of it is a golf course. The other side of it is industrial. And the other side is a railroad track. One entrance from Houston Street. So it was impossible to create any economic development around that site. If anybody said they were doing it, they didn't know what they're talking about. But you can do it here with additional hotel, with apartments, with various different businesses that will be there. It'll generate some money to pay for itself.
Well, we were told back when your predecessor, Cindy Cryer, was the county judge, and she told us correct me if I'm wrong, how did we end up with the Spurs arena at that location at the rodeo grounds? It seemed like the Spurs wanted a new arena. They went to the city. There was talk of putting it next to the Alamo Dome. There was some friction there, and so they went to the county. And then the county, they ended up on the east side, and it seemed like it was a lost opportunity. Does that make sense?
First of all, it should have been downtown to begin with. What made the deal impossible for them to do it, the city wanted to use an increased sales tax. There was no way voters were going to vote for that. The county would use the hotel motel tax, which is not a tax on local people. The Spurs understood they had an opportunity to pass a tax with hotel motel, but not with a sales tax that was going to burden people here. The city made a big, tremendous mistake when they did that. Now they're trying to correct it, and hopefully this will come together.
Let's go to a caller. We have Bill, and Bill, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. A couple of quick thoughts on this thing. You know, the site that they're considering or have considered, that has been bandied around for quite some time, and it's been pretty obvious that would be the spot for, you know, years ago. I'm just curious as to why now all of a sudden we're putting so much focus on getting this decision made now. The Spurs have done a lot of research on that property, I'm quite sure. The city probably has not, and we don't have all the data that we need, particularly in this economic environment that we exist in today with all the uncertainty. The other thing I'm wondering is the Spurs have a market value right now of about $3.5 billion or so, maybe $4 billion. Won't their market value increase substantially now that they occupy or would occupy a brand new arena located in downtown? And if it does substantially increase, shouldn't they kick a bit more out of their pocket into the deal to make it work? Because it does work at the end of the day for their benefit primarily. This facility will only be used or be primarily for basketball games. So possibly, 50, 60 days out of the year. What are the plans to utilize that facility, that multi-billion-dollar facility, for the remainder of the year, for the remainder of the 290 days of the year? How can this facility be utilized to continue to bring in income over and above during the basketball season? Like your answers on that.
All right, Bill, thank you for that. So your reaction, Nelson Wolf?
Well, number one, he stated it right. You got 300 other days that you want to use that for. That means you have to bring a lot of different entertainment groups here, have a different events in the arena. The Spurs understand it, and they are taking the risk on it, not the city. They're responsible to run the arena, to pay for anything over the cost of what has been estimated, and to manage it with no burden on the city. So they're taking a big risk. You're right, there is a risk to that, but they're taking the risk, not the public. So that's an important part of the outline of the agreement that they've got now. And again, what the reason why we have to do this now? Because it's going to be on the ballot, and people will have to make a decision. The folks that just called, they will have to analyze it. They may decide to vote against it. I don't know what they will do. But at least they'll have the format out there of what the deal is, and then they can make an intelligent decision which way they want to vote.
There was that economic forecast or viability report talking about the Spurs and the use of that the area, the sports and entertainment district. The whole idea behind building the Project Marvel, which is more than just the Spurs arena, is to create almost like a campus, an attraction for people to go to. There'd be like Top Golf and other things that'll be happening there. There's an extension of the Riverwalk. They want to turn the former John Wood Federal Building into a concert venue. According to that report, they said that there would be 60 concerts a year at that location. That seems way overly optimistic. But the projection is that the whole area, including the land bridge that they want to build over the highway connecting the Alamo Dome with the Hemisphere Grounds, that's going to be, it's supposed to be a big tourism generator. And do you see that working?
Yeah, I think it can work, but I think it's important to remember now we're only voting on one element of it right now. We're not talking about what are the economic benefits of all these other things. We're voting on whether we want to do this as an opportunity to keep the Spurs here another 30 years. Do we see this as a positive action to bring it into the central city? That's what we'll be voting on. Now, the other elements of Project Marvel, to enlarge the convention center, we did that when I was there. The other part of it is to do some work on the Alamo Dome, which is being used quite a bit. Now it's the home of UTSA football. So there are other elements of it. I can't argue about what is the economic benefit of all these others. I understand perfectly clear why it needs to be built to keep the Spurs here another 30 years. And to be able to have the economic power that they have just in themselves, 750 people. There's not many employers that have that many people here. And the fact that they're willing to take all of the risk in running that arena, that is significant.
And when you say 750 people, you're not talking about like the people who do parking and everything else, or who? What do you mean?
I don't know who they all entail. They've got a lot of people working out there, as you know. They built another major center here, the Lock by La Cantera, that employs people. They have the and people in Austin. They've got people, like you say, that do work there, maybe part-time. And then they have a large staff that operates every day, as well as the basketball staff. So the over number I've heard is 750.
I'm going to try and squeeze in one last caller with Tony. And, Tony, you're on the air. Tony, you there?
Hello, thank you. Hi. Yes, yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to, my thing with this is the main price of, I know you have this many millions going to the surrounding area that the Spurs want to put in, but we're talking about, I think the sticking point is the funding of the arena. Why can't the Spurs put more funding in? We're dealing with a city that has a high poverty rate, where almost half of the residences can barely afford necessities, and you're asking them to fund a huge portion of this arena. Forget about the surrounding area and what you're going to do.
Okay.
Fund more of the arena. Put more in. They can afford it. San Antonio residents can't.
All right, Tony, thank you. Reaction, we're running out of time, but
Judge
Wolf.
Let me say it one more time. This is hotel motel tax.
So visitors.
It doesn't tax local residents. It's people that come here, stay in the hotel, in motels, and rent cars when they're here. That's who's paying for that share of the city. So it's not taking something away from any other part of the city.
How do you see this impacting city council overall? You know, you were former mayor, you were council, you know, you were state rep, state senator. You know, we're starting off with 4-year terms. And this almost is causing a schism almost on council. Do you see that?
Well, it didn't start just with this. They started a big argument over being able to bring up issues. So it started on other issues, and I'm sure there'll be more than just this one. What will happen tomorrow, I'm not sure. It could be 7-4, 6-5, or it could lose.
It's a defining moment.
If it loses, there's no way in the world that people are going to approve the county's hotel motel tax burden without understanding how it was going to be used.
All right, Judge Nelson Wolf, former judge, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And that's The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.